Sexy and Van City Radio may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised. You are listening to Sexy and Van City Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR. Welcome to Sexy and Van City Radio, 101.9 FM on CITR. Or maybe you could be one of our podcast listeners. However you've decided to spend the hour with us, we're very, very glad to have you. It is a beautiful day. It is, or should I say a beautiful night, because that full moon out there just makes me want to howl in a good, beautiful, wonderful way. And tonight we are going to be talking with an amazing, wonderful guest. And Kieran Manis is a registered acupuncturist, and she's at Elements Wellness Center. And the topic tonight, in case you're wondering before I introduce Kieran, is sex and babies. Because I've had a lot of friends in my personal life who have been talking going the in vitro route and want to see what was available in terms of both the sexuality as well as just keeping in terms of relational health as well, which we'll be having a conversation in regards to how to keep things happy and healthy when people are trying to procreate, and as well as that after baby, how to keep things happy and balanced, and just in terms of the TCM way. So in terms of Kieran, I'm very excited to have her on the show. Her passion for the practice of traditional Chinese medicine stems from her interest in looking at health and wellness from a holistic view. And for Kieran, TCM provides the tools and perspective to engage with patients and help them examine all aspects of their life at the quest to bring body into a balanced state of wellness. Kieran, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So before we get started, would you feel comfortable just giving a little bit of a, like in 200 words or less, kind of description of what TCM is?
Sure. So TCM stands for Traditional Chinese Medicine. The documented study of traditional Chinese medicine dates back approximately 3,000 years.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. And the treatment modalities that are commonly used are under the umbrella of traditional Chinese medicine include acupuncture and moxibustion, acupressure, which is also sometimes referred to as Tuina massage, and also herbal medicine therapy.
Okay.
Hmm.
And how did you get into it yourself?
Well, it's interesting because I was afraid of needles prior to trying it, and I had a massage therapist who had been talking to me about. I'd been talking to her about my allergies. Every time I went for a massage, I'd get stuffy, and I was like, oh, I always get allergies. And she's like, oh, you should try out our acupuncturist here at this clinic. And I was like, really? And, you know, she gave me her own story about how it's helped her with her own women's issues. And I was like, what? You know, jaw dropped down. And so I went to go see this acupuncturist, and I had a wonderful treatment. And then it just sort of sparked something in me, and I started doing research. I asked this acupuncturist more questions, and then the floodgates opened, and all of a sudden, it was sort of coming into my path. And next thing you know, I enrolled in the college here in Vancouver, and you know, 4 years later, became a registered acupuncturist.
That's awesome. And how has it changed your personal health since you had the first initial, because obviously it changed to the degree that you chose to have a career path in regards to it. But what are some of the big changes you've seen in regards to, especially in particular, women hormones, men and hormones as well, but just in general, any really huge impactful stories that and you can change the names, of course, because of confidentiality, but like in terms of where TCM's made such a huge impact on different people's lives?
Well, I think the first and foremost that I've noticed through the patients that have come to me is just sort of empowering them and feeling like they have control over their health. Mm-hmm. You know, just being given simple tools that they can use at home, and even just analysis on their lifestyle and what may be causing certain symptoms and certain problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a huge one, because when you usually go to an acupuncturist, they do an in-depth questionnaire with you where you sort of look at all the details of your lifestyle. You know, how much sleep do you get? What's your eating habits like? What's your mood like? You know, et cetera. And so when you're looking at all these aspects, it can sort of help you sort of uncover what root causes are sort of bringing you to your current circumstance. Mm-hmm. And that's huge for a lot of people, because they don't realize that it's more simple than they think. You know, sometimes people are looking for this sort of existential answer, or something very out of range, or something that they wouldn't know. But it usually is something very simple. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I love about it so much, is that it applies to our life, you know, mm-hmm. all the way through.
No, that makes sense. And anything that's been around for 3,000 years that works, it's pretty cool. I know for myself, I've got a wonderful TCM personally as well, who's amazing. And it's made a huge impact, just in terms of just everything from my cycle to just in general, my general health. I don't get sick as often. And I used to be one of those people who used to get colds all the time. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, the only reason I tried it was because of the fact for the work I do in the Vancouver's downtown east side with some of the ladies, some of them had requested acupuncture. So I'd spoken to her in terms of an advisory capacity. And I figured if I was going to bring acupuncture to the ladies there, I had to get over my fear of needles too. So I totally, yeah. That's why I started laughing when you mentioned about the fear of needles, because I've been there and just seen the difference. And I'm definitely a believer in it, and have seen huge impact in my own personal life as well. One of the reasons I wanted to chat with you in regards to about sex and babies is several years ago, I remember reading an article. This is before I'd been, had experienced acupuncture or TCM in any way, shape, or form, that there was a clinic in India opening up where they were using Ayurvedic medicine in regards to using yoga practice and other things in terms of balancing out people who are dealing with fertility issues. And I thought that was really fascinating, because up until then, I thought either you're going to have to either look at adoption or at in vitro. And so I was really curious when I was speaking to Kelly from Elements Wellness the other day in regards to the fertility factor, and how does TCM work in regards to that? Because it sounds like it depends on the situation, definitely, where they fill in the questionnaire when they come in to find out what other aspects of their life and how it's affecting their body.
Right. So one of the first things that are the main goals of acupuncture is bringing the body back into balance.
Okay.
And what TCM can do is sort of uncover what the root issues are going on for a person. A lot of the time, that's showing up as what we can say is stress. Mm-hmm. Now, when we look at acupuncture, it can commonly be used, alongside in vitro therapy. Mm-hmm. But we can also sort of bring it in prior to in vitro to help a person sort of build up their energy and their blood, so that they have overall wellness, okay. So that they can be prepared to actually grow a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge one. You know, women are now, in this day and age, more women are working in the workplace than ever before. Mm-hmm. So, and the demands on women are increasing. And this has created a situation where there's more, pressure on women in their personal lives and their work lives. And, the pace of life is sped up, and people experience more stress. So this stress shows up in lots of different ways. It can be digestion. It can be, lack of sleep, heart palpitations. It can be irritability. And so what we're doing is looking at those symptoms and trying to look at the root cause so we can get rid of some of those symptoms and bring that body back into balance.
That makes sense. And stress can be a huge, on a personal level, I can totally relate to that. So,
And I think we all can, I think we've all experienced some level of pressure or just, trying to keep up. Mm-hmm. And that's where acupuncture is really great because it gives you that time, it's intention, right? You're putting the intention of giving yourself time, an hour a week or an hour every other week just to sit and or lay down and relax and let someone, sort of help you work through that, move things so that they don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's really, really, really key, just not to get stuck. And especially, I'm going to do this, I'm going to quote Sheryl Sandberg, just in terms of the whole lean-in factor, where we, just in terms of there are a lot of calls for us in terms of both men and women. I'm not a TCM or a doctor, but when I had Dr. John Gray on the show at one point, he wrote the book, Venus and Fire, Mars and Ice. He was just mentioning in general as a society, because we have to be on all the time, just the levels of cortisol in our systems are pretty high. And, I don't know about you, but I haven't been lifting up any cars, to take care of any infants that are trapped underneath. So, in terms of the whole flight or fight thing. So I'm so glad that acupuncture is still around and TCM, and the fact that it can be used in our modern day, just in terms of dealing with stress, dealing with our hormonal levels and just trying to be balanced.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those therapies, especially with acupuncture, that really targets the central nervous system. I don't know about you, but if you really pay attention to what's going on, there's all this social media, there's your phone, your computer, there's all this stuff going on, and it's all sort of at an increasing rate. Things are coming into your perception for you to process. And that does have an effect on your cortisol levels. That does have effect on your adrenal health. And so if you don't sort of give your central nervous system a rest and let it reset, then you're burning yourself out, and that's what's happening, is people are burning out. And when you're burnt out, forget about sex drive. you don't have energy to even sort of take care of day-to-day necessary tasks with your body, you're tired. And I'm seeing a lot of that, a lot of women that are coming in that are frustrated. They're working, they might have already had one child and they're trying to get pregnant on the second, and being a mother and trying to have your kid sort of succeed and flourish, and then also working and taking care of groceries and having friends, it adds up.
No, that's huge. So we're going to take a really quick short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about sex, babies, and acupuncture. You're listening to Sexy in Van City Radio on 101.9 FM on CITR. We will be right back.
Attention class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
Happy. Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community.
And special thanks to our major sponsors of the Fund Drive Finale Silent Auction, The Cobalt at thecobalt.ca, Travel Cuts UBC at travelcuts.com, and Chad Woodley at the Sanitary Electric Company at tattoosbychad.com.
And we are back in Sexy and Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about acupuncture, sex, and babies. Because, and obviously, I just want to clarify, I'm not saying sex with babies, sex for babies, essentially. Perhaps that would be a better way to describe it in terms of fertility, productive, healthy reproduction system, etc. And I've got the lovely Kieran from Elements Wellness on the show. Kieran, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So during the break, one of the questions we were having the conversation was, were just some things that we can do in our everyday life just in terms of health, and especially in regards to the whole stress factor, which, yes, and I love that, the fact that, and you're right, it's just like, even though I am going to jump in here and say sex can be really relaxing as well, so... But even still, it's, you know, who, as you said, who has a sex drive sometimes when we are super stressed out and we're not in balance? And just some of the things that perhaps that we can do in regards to just making sure we take some time, even though it feels like we don't have any these days.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think just going back to acupuncture, the first and the most common feedback we get from patients in the clinic after a treatment is noticing an improvement in the quality of their sleep. So that's huge, because when you get better sleep, you have more energy. Mm-hmm. When you have more energy, you have more energy for a sex drive. Also, improved digestion. And I think those are really key, because, you know, both of these things help with your energy levels. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in this day and age where we have increased pressure from, you know, work, home, social commitments, and they can leave us feeling, you know, exhausted, as you said. Mm-hmm. And so along with that, you know, you've got a full day of jam-packed activity, then you come home and you try to go to sleep, but then your mind is racing, and, you know, you have poor quality of sleep or you have trouble falling asleep. You know, this all leads to that low sex drive. So some of the ways that we can sort of tackle this at home, some simple strategies, you know, at the end of the day, a way to sort of calm ourselves, to sort of bring the energy down to our feet, away from our head, you know, really guide that energy down to our feet so that we can help our brain relax and prepare for a good night's sleep, is, you know, soaking our feet or in warm water, or taking a hot bath.
Okay.
Yeah, another really important one, which, you know, I'm guilty of too, is when we are eating, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner, is really to, you know, give yourself that 10, 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be a full hour, you know, half an hour. It can be 15 minutes just to sit down and eat your breakfast without reading the newspaper or checking your email or, you know, doing your online banking, whatever it may be. Just giving yourself to eat without putting your energy and your focus on something else, because you're robbing your digestive system of that blood that it needs to process the food that you're taking in.
Mm-hmm.
So that can have a dramatic impact on your digestive system, you know, reduce bloating, the gassy kind of feeling. So, you know, those are two sort of simple things that can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get people coming in who are trying to have a baby, where sometimes both partners think it's the other person's fault, quote unquote? Like where it's like, well, it's her, she's got to get her system in balance, or it's him, it's his sperm count's too low, or whatever it is, where sometimes just in terms of, and do you almost need to kind of be delicate in terms of almost just encouraging, where it's like, actually both of you, just let's check you both out to make sure you're both happy and healthy?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it takes two to tango, right? And I think in both cases, you live with this person, you're mm-hmm. feeding off their energy, you're probably sharing similar habits.
Okay.
And so treating both, I think, is an excellent way. Even if it was the woman that's having the issues, which isn't always the case, you know, the husband or the man in that partnership is also going to be experiencing some of the stress that the woman is, because she's, you know, every month checking pregnancy tests and, you know, hoping that she doesn't get her period.
Mm-hmm.
And that has, you know, an effect on the man as well and the woman, you know, that waiting game. And so bringing both, you know, both people in and treating them independently, I think it's a really good technique to just, you know, have both people calm and rational and sort of, you know, rested so that they can make better decisions.
What are some of the common questions you get from somebody who comes in and says, hey, I've never had a baby before, but I really want to? Both, I'm going to start with female first, but if there's ones that men often ask as well when their partner's trying to conceive.
I think one of them, you know, the first questions that I usually get is, well, how is this going to help me? You know, and another one is this going to affect my chances? You know, is there any side effects to this?
Oh, wow.
And, you know, those are very common questions and very valid. You know, if you don't know anything about traditional Chinese medicine, then I would definitely be asking those same questions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with that, is there side effects? No, there isn't any long-term side effects that would, you know, impact or cause miscarriage or deter you from getting pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
You might have short-term, you know, like tiredness or a little bit, you know, after treatment, you feel sort of a little bit tired. And what that's doing is encouraging you to go home and go to sleep and rest. And really, that's when the real work gets done, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I usually fall asleep right after my sessions. And yeah, I actually deliberately book them on a day where I don't have a lot to do.
Yeah, that's usually the first thing I ask all my patients. So what do you have planned after this? Do you have a dinner, or are you planning on going out, or do you get a chance to go home and chill out, you know?
If somebody is getting treatments and you've looked at their chart and they seem to be fairly balanced, fairly healthy, and they're still not getting pregnant, is there a delicate way of
bringing up about traditional Chinese medicine and trying acupuncture to a partner, especially if they are very, you know, very into the just the, our westernized medical system and very reluctant to access doctors, basically, where it's kind of it's your issue, but actually just getting them in the door so that they, you can get a treatment with them. Because I agree that getting them treated individually where they have can discuss their own private concerns as well and making sure they're both happy and healthy is good. But how do you get them through the door so we can get to that step?
Well, I think that, you know, the ability to have a baby or get pregnant is sort of like a side bonus. You know, the real bonus is, you know, the improved quality of life. You get better sleep, there's better digestion, you have better energy, you know, usually you feel more alert. These are all really important things, and most people want that. So that's a really sort of gentle and easy way to sort of encourage someone to try acupuncture without sort of being like, this is what you need to do, or forcing them into it. And that way they can sort of come into it with, you know, okay, this is going to be good for me, and there might be the chance. You know, it sort of takes the pressure off of them to, okay, I've gone to 3 acupuncture treatments, I should be able to have a baby now, kind of thing.
Before you and I chatted, I had no idea that you could do acupuncture and do in vitro at the same time, so I thought that was really neat. I think I had it in my head that you had to do one or the other, so that's really neat that you can do it both at the same time.
Well, a lot of in vitro clinics will actually suggest before, if a woman hasn't already tried acupuncture, a lot of them will suggest before they commit to that procedure that they go for acupuncture first for a period of time. And I think that's, it's wonderful because regardless of if they get the procedure or not, it's helping them to prepare their body for pregnancy and also for, you know, such a strong and procedure that, you know, is quite invasive. So, you know, sometimes people come in, there's been lots of cases where people were about to go for in vitro and, okay, last minute, let's go try acupuncture. They go to acupuncture for a month or so, and they actually get pregnant. And it's a viable pregnancy. So, you know, that happens. It's happened quite a few times. I don't know the statistics around it, but I've heard it more than once. And then if a patient is going for in vitro, they've decided already, how acupuncture can help is, you know, obviously to prepare the body, prepare the mind, the spirit, you know, the central nervous system. There's a lot of emotional distress for something like this. You know, there's the financial stress and, you know, leading up to that, all the sort of stress that was created because you had to make this decision and weighing out your options. So that's where we play a really important role because we can help with that and helping to just relax them and give them a space where they feel safe and they can just not think about it and just take some time for themselves rather than worrying about, you know, what they're going to do next and how they're going to start their family. And then after, it's a really good way, you know, they've just gone through something, so they might feel a little bit of nausea or just, you know, exhaustion. These are all things that we can sort of help with after the procedure. And also it can help with reducing the chance of miscarriage.
Would you feel comfortable just sharing in terms of what in vitro kind of is for our listeners who may not be as familiar?
Okay. In vitro is where they would take an egg from the woman's ovary and take sperm from the male donor and implant it in a petri dish. Prior to then implanting that egg into the woman's uterus.
Okay.
Very simplified.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. I realized I had been really good at the top of the show and and asked for a description of TCM. And then I realized we didn't give a description of in vitro. So thank you so much for doing that. So just in case anybody was concerned, I realized I should never assume anything. So yeah. I'm very grateful that that you're able to answer those questions. So thank you. We are going to take a really quick short break, and when we get back, we're going to be chatting about sex and babies and more acupuncture. We are on Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR, and we will be right back.
April 19th brings humans back to Vancouver for their first hometown gig in 2013. Coming off 5 raging shows in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, humans are on top of their game. The boys are heading out to Europe in May to play The Great Escape and tour surrounding countries. So come party with humans and friends Max Ulis and Lady Friend, April 19th at the Electric Owl. Tickets available at dashumansowl.eventbrite.ca or at Zulu, Red Cat, Sitka, and the Electric Owl.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
ABC Short Film Makers, this 4th annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is now accepting entries until August 1st, so get those cameras rolling. Student recent grads and professional filmmakers can submit films and videos, and remember, the shorter the better. Last year 29 short films were screened, and over $15,000 in prize we were awarded to busy filmmakers. For entering rules and submit online, please visit the Vancouver Short Film Festival at vsff.com.
And we are back in Sexy in Van City Radio 101.9 FM on CITR. And if you're just joining us, I'm talking to the lovely Kieran, who is at Elements Wellness. And if you're following them on Twitter, which I have been tweeting a little bit, it's at Elements Center. And I'm going to have to apologize, Kieran, to you and to Kelly tomorrow, because for the first half of the show, I was tweeting at Elements Wellness and then realized it wasn't the right logo and it's a place in New Jersey. So it's the Elements Wellness Center in Vancouver.
So right. So Elements Center for the Twitter handle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're just joining us now, we've been chatting about sex, babies, in vitro, and one of the things we were chatting about in pre-show chat, which we want to share with all you sexy listeners out there, is in terms of making labor as pleasurable as possible, I guess. And I was just mentioning to Kieran in our pre-show chat that I've had friends who have booked an acupuncturist in regards to getting acupuncture during labor. And just wanted to touch in terms of some almost like some things that somebody should be looking for, some questions that they should probably ask their acupuncturist, and perhaps some things that they should be aware of for labor and how to make it as comfortable is such the wrong word to use for that, but I guess as pain-free as possible, but without actually resorting to drugs. So,
right. Yeah, so acupuncture for the delivery room for home birth.
Mm.
I think it's great. We see a lot of women coming in, and what our suggestion is usually having women come in at about 36 weeks.
Okay.
And that's a really good time because that sort of, you know, the last month is always tough. They're getting a little bit more uncomfortable with their sleep. They're ready to have the baby come out. You know, they've probably increased their body fluid amount by about 30% at that point. So things are, you know, awkward a little bit, harder to bend. And with the acupuncture, it can just sort of help to make sure that things are moving. You know, the energy is flowing. And also, it's a really good time because, you know, this woman is going to have a huge change in her life about to come.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes that can get sort of stuck around your heart, you know. That's where things can get stuck. And if that energy doesn't really move down, it's really hard to get that, to have that baby come out if that energy isn't moving down. And so what our goal is to get that energy moving down, move it past the heart, open up that sort of central area of your body just so things can move and so that the baby has space to move so that there isn't any problems with, you know, malposition of the baby so that, you know, the baby isn't breech. Also, we're seeing a lot more malposition at this point than we ever have in the past. And I think someone brought this up to me. It's, you know, women are working longer into their pregnancies, right? They're working up until sort of 37, 38 weeks. And a lot of women are working in a seated position. We're seated in our, you know, seated on the way to work, either on a bus or SkyTrain or in a car. And we get to work and we're sitting.
So if that was the case. But after babies, there's a lot of different things that happen. Of course, it's something, as you said, it's a big shift. It's a massive change, and especially in lifestyle, our bodies, etc. And all of a sudden having to take care of a newborn is huge. And in regards to what can people do in regards to just trying to balance out their hormones, because, of course, especially if the women are breastfeeding, but even the men, it's still affecting them as well. Because, of course, they've got, just in terms of the lack of sleep, just the massive change. And sometimes even on a financial level, just things are shifting. If it's been a two-income family, a lot of outside stressors on the relationship and everything. And what are some things that they can do in regards to acupuncture, just to kind of balance out some things that they should be talking to their TCM and their MD about?
Well, after birth... Usually when a woman comes in, we're looking, and you'll, you know, what I'm noticing is their energy is low. You know, that's what they're talking about. They're feeling tired. If you take, you know, use your diagnosing tools, they're showing all sort of symptoms of tired, general fatigue. You know, they just went through a very huge experience that required a lot of energy. And then they are feeding a baby, taking care of a baby, giving all their attention to something that they haven't had to do before. So, you know, just even going to visit your acupuncturist, even once a week, once a month, I think that's a huge step, because you're taking that time for yourself. You're making the intention to go and, you know, arrange for someone else to, you know, help with taking care of the baby, because you can't go at it alone. And that's something that I think all women have to remember. You know, we have people around us. We have friends. We have family. We have, you know, our partners. And that's why we have that support network, so that we don't have to go in it alone. And, you know, taking that time, that hour for yourself, it can go a long way. And just having someone, you know, I think as an acupuncturist, we're sounding board for people that are coming in with their fears, their concerns, or sometimes just it's a place, like, you know, I get a lot of, you know, new mothers that come in, and it's like, oh, it's so nice just to, like, have quiet for an hour. You know, they don't want to talk. They come in, they're like, okay, put the eye patch on. You put the eye patch on, you put in the needles, and you leave them. You know, you come check in on them, but they just want quiet. They want the music, and they want to sleep. And that's huge for them. You know, it doesn't take a lot, but that's what they want. So I think, you know, that in itself is, you know, can make a big difference.
Very much so, because if we're not taking care of ourselves, and I applaud anyone who is embarking on parenthood, because I think it's a huge adventure, and I give everybody who's doing it kudos. It's not one that I've partaken in at this stage of my life, and I'm not sure if I will, but I think it's a really big one. And in regards to just making sure that you're healthy, you're feeling whole, you're feeling balanced as best you can, especially when there's a lot of shifts in your hormonal levels, your lifestyle, everything, I think is key. And I can only imagine how blissful that would be, to just sleep for an hour of uninterrupted and getting acupuncture, so your body is starting to balance out more.
And also for the couple, you know, I've had a couple come in, they've just had a baby less than 3 months ago, and the mom will come in first for a treatment, the dad's babysitting at home, and she'll leave, and then an hour later the dad will come, and they take turns on the same day so that they both get a chance. You know, if both of them are experiencing a change in their schedule, let's say one parent has gone back to work, but their sleep is probably still being interrupted. You know, they have more chores to do when they get home. You know, there's more to do. The mom, you know, if one's staying at home with a baby when the next one comes home, they probably want to let the other one take care of the baby for a bit so that they can take care of, you know, cleaning the bottles or doing the laundry or whatever you couldn't get done during the day. So I think it's it's important for both people to get that time for themselves. You know, I think it makes for a better relationship for two people. You know, it shows that there's support for both.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's key to remember, that it's shifts for the dad as well as for the mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really, really key. So what's next for you and for Elements Wellness Center?
Well, we are actually doing a talk. Myself and a colleague of mine, Rebecca Turnbull, who's a registered clinical counselor, will be doing a talk. We haven't set the date yet, but it will be on stress and anxiety, which, you know, all ties in with the fertility. And it's something that we're both seeing a lot of. You know, it presents itself in most cases that are coming in through the door, in, you know, maybe a small dose or a larger dose for others. And so we're going to be doing a talk and just, you know, some home care tips and just how both of our services could help people with these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And this talk will be at the end of May or early June. And you can read or find out more about it on Elements Wellness Center.com.
Hmm.
There's an events link, or if you like us on Facebook, we post all of our events that are going on, and we have some great quotes that come up and information for blogs on healthy eating and healthy living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I think that's great. And for you personally?
Well, I'm always looking to learn more, and I just actually took a seminar last month on fertility with a woman from England who does she only does an obstetrics acupuncture clinic, and so I'm going more into this you know field and learning more, and always looking for new opportunities to improve my skills and, you know, get a better understanding of where my patients are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, keeping up to date on all the information that I can find out.
No, I think that's fantastic. Was there anything that you learned when you did that you didn't know before that kind of surprised you?
Yeah, the difference of where we used to be in terms of how a woman is how the post delivery is handled.
Mm.
So, you know, once a baby is born, it's, you know, sort of crucial for the hospital to try to cut the umbilical cord and have the woman expel the placenta as soon as possible, and then they get on their way. But, you know, there's been numerous studies done on the benefits of retaining that placenta and keeping that connection with the mother and the baby for a little bit longer through the placenta and the umbilical cord, just for a little bit longer, and how that can change the baby's capacity for different hormones that are needed to cope with life. So definitely want to do more research into that.
I think that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Kieran, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing everything.